there and know yourself. Everything, every man, woman, and child, every tree, every stone, every hurricane, every war is about your freedom. Jobs come and go, companies and nations rise and fall, and you're not dependent on that. Freedom is what we all want. It's what we already are. And once you understand, you can be as excellent, as creative as you like in your job. You can give all your energy to it, because there's no longer any possibility of failure. You realize that the worst that can happen is a thought. Money is not your business. Truth is your business. The story, "I need more money," is what keeps you from realizing your wealth. Whenever you think that your needs are not being met, you're telling the story of a future. Right now, you're supposed to have exactly as much money as you have right now. This is not a theory. This is reality. How much money do you have? That's it. You're supposed to have exactly that amount. If you don't believe it, look at your checkbook. How do you know when you're supposed to have more? When you do. How do you know when you're supposed to have less? When you do. Realizing this is true abundance. It leaves you without a care in the world as you look for a job, go to work, take a walk, or notice that the cupboard is bare. The heart can sing, can't it? That's why you wanted money in the first place. Well, you can skip the money part and just sing. It doesn't mean you won't have money too. Can you do it for richer or poorer, as the world sees it? I love having money, and I love not having it. To me, spending money is nothing more than passing on what didn't belong to me in the first place. There's nothing I can do to keep it away as long as it needs to be passed on. If it doesn't need to be passed on, there's no need for it to come. I love that it comes in, and I love that it goes out. When I receive money, I am thrilled because I'm fully aware that it's not mine. I'm just a channel. I'm not even the caretaker. I get to be the observer of it, to see what it's for. The moment I get it from over there, a need for it pops up over here. I love giving money. I never lend people money. I give them money, and they call it a loan. If they repay it, that's when I know it was a loan.
Therefore, the master remains serene in the midst of sorrow. Evil cannot enter her heart. Because she has given up helping, she is people's greatest help.
The awakened mind is like water. It flows where it flows, envelops all things in its path, doesn't try to change anything, yet in its steadiness, all things change. It goes in and out, around and over, above and below, and without meaning to, it penetrates wherever it can. It delights in its own movement and in everything that allows or doesn't allow it, and eventually everything allows it. An old friend perceives me as unkind. He has all the proof. And though I am not the person he knew 25 or 30 years ago, he must continue to project his experiences of the old me onto the woman in front of him now. For the last 20 years, he has continued to meet that woman of his thoughts, yet the woman of today is like water. I don't move back, I don't avoid, I don't attempt to change his mind. I don't defend or qualify. I listen to him as a student while he tells his story of me. I continue to flow in and out, over and under and around, always listening, looking into his eyes, and loving him. And today, for the first time, I noticed that when he talked about me, he seemed lighthearted and trusting. As we walked to the park, he took my hand. We sat under a tree, and he told me what was going on in his inner life. It was such an intimate conversation. He seemed to have caught up to me, as if he were seeing and responding to something other than his old projection. It was as if I were watching myself reborn in him, and he was sitting with someone we both knew, a friend. I got to hear about his sorrow and his happiness, rather than about the woman who didn't exist, the one who had caused his problems. There was a lot to laugh about this time, and I sat with two of us who were like water, flowing together, joined as one. It wasn't the water that had changed, it was the rock, and in that change, the water continues to flow. At the beginning in 1986, I felt a lot of surprise that people were confused at what I was trying to express, that they believed that the separations they saw were real. This went on for about a year. I would cry a lot. It was like a dying. The tears were tears of amazement that people didn't understand that all suffering is imagined. I was moved by their innocence. It was like watching babies hurting themselves, like watching the innocent cut themselves with knives with no possibility that they could stop. I didn't dare say, "This is unnecessary," because that would have been just another dagger in them. And always the tears were tears of wonder and gratitude. I remember the first time someone brought me a cup of tea. I just melted with the splendor of it all. I had never seen a cup of tea before. I didn't know that we did that here. The man poured the tea, and my eyes began to overflow like the tea he was pouring. It was so beautiful, and there was such generosity in it. I felt so much love that I could only die into it and just keep dying. There was no way to contain it. It was so huge. The tea poured in.